We're holding in places. What a place to say. The only idea is kind of having Shabbos on it. So Rabbi says that the Matam Echav, since you could make it a DSRI, so even if you made it a DSRI, it's also the only the Malam Echav where it has to be a DSRI, or at least normally it has to be a DSRI, so then it's possible. So Taisi says, Afagav, the Eishu Harashko, the Dio Sheinu, Uyeh, El, Lushiva, Lumutikva. How you could have learned Shabbat Pasuk. The Torah says, Shiva Shom Teishu Basukas, according to Rabbah, that means a Dirisa, the Teishu means a Dirisa Rai, so how you could have learned Shabbat Pasuk. The Dirisa Rai means that the Sukkah has to be such a Sukkah that it's only royal, that it's not royal Yeshiva's Kra, that it has to be a Binyan Arai, such a Binyan that's not royal Yeshiva's Kra, that forces on you a Dirisa Rai. But nonetheless, Mashmalei Kra, the Oslu Shiva, Rava thought that's not the pshat in the pasuk. It was mashmat to Rava that that's not pshat in the pasuk, but rather also the shiri lo yiriyah lo chmidas goyva. Kolayim v'sukha she'ef shalasa sarai. It was mashmat to Rava that's only telling me a shir goyva. So, yeah, so last time I spoke out that it's a little strange that Arifas and Tosis, how he loves to, you know, he could have said pshat in the pasuk is different. Maybe he could have. Maybe he didn't. Maybe he couldn't have. Maybe he didn't. So I said because that this having much of a memor is abayit. This is the place to take on abayit. Places understood abayit to be learning some place in Azayim. But abayit really holds the mandam of dir sarai to machisa shabazel and no good. So what's the issue? So abayit really holds it. That's not what it says in the pasuk. That it says in the pasuk basukah steshul. You have to make a sukkah that's a binyan arai, in which it's not really possible to have a yeshiva's kvah. So, but Rava holds that that's not shot in the pasuk. That Taisus in Teimar, Teim the Lechashim Melech Tei Rilasei Sarai Afri Shaisei Sakra. According to Rava, that really doesn't have to be Arai. Just has to be Shir Goyla. In Kain, Amai Omek Shavim Simen Klala B'Chag. Why is Mishnah saying Tainis that Shavim Simen Klala B'Chag? Actually, Mishnah Be'as also, the Mishnah Sukkah said that it's Moshe La'Evesh, that Yikishlim Zekhez Rabbi, the Shofar for Rabbi. Why has to bring the Mishnah Times? Akhapanam, this is yes. Why does it say that it's the Shomer Sim and Kalal Chag? Bala Yochel Ukvayanusar, the Mesmeim, Shlayed the Shomer Sukkah. It's not the Ibn Islam's fault that it's raining into your Sukkah. You could have built the Sukkah in such a way that it's not, that it's rainproof. Mishnah, according to, let's say, Abaye, according to the Havimotz Lememar, that the Torah is telling me you have to build a sukkah, that's the binyan is Arai, which is Eefshir, in which it's Einiru Uyeh Shiva. So that might include that it has to be leaky. The Shach has to be a binyan Arai. To make it waterproof, maybe it's not good, maybe that's a binyan Kva. So that's good, then I understand why it's a Simon Klal Lachat. The version tells us to make a sukkah, he tells us to make it leaky, and then he makes it rain. That's the same level of the chat. But according to Rava, there's no such halacha that the sukkah would probably less than be a binyan craft. So you could perfectly well make the sukkah watertight. So and if you didn't, that's your fault, but you can't say they banished them. It's not they banished them. No, they banished them, made it rain for people who made waterproof sukkahs. Right? Just like the whole year round, it's not a similar call if it rains. Right, maybe you have a leaky house. Who told you to have a leaky house? So, Baruch didn't tell you to have a leaky house, so it's not a similar color. So sukkahs, why should sukkahs be any different? Taisa adds, Rafilutim Zulaymar, the awesome Shumzeres Tikva. Maybe you'll say that Midrabbanan has to be leaky. Midrabbanan, you can't nail down the sukkah. Just like, even though we don't find the Perish, I said Midrabbanan. Maybe, Hech, the Omelech Havad, the Pirkin, Gadi Tuk, the Omeh, Rabbi Yudim, the Sakhim, the Nisarim, just like we find the thing that says Nisarim, that if the Nisarim of the Sach are too wide, so we would this Xeris Tikra, you shouldn't come to think that you could just sit in your house. Your house also has Nisarim. That's about a possible. You can't sit in the basis of Shikodim Meshashonah. We'll see later on in the Sugis. Why not? But Akoponim. Maybe we could therefore postulate that there's a similar Xeris Tikra, that if you nail down the Sach in such a way that it's waterproof, so if you're not a problem, maybe you drop on the Xeris Tikra. Taisa says, even if that will be true, me come up in favor of the Osir Elam Midrabonim, where Shayach Lameimah Shah Shomim Simon Klala. This means the Raisa could be one approved. So the fact that the Rabbanan said not wouldn't make the Kshamim into a Simen and Klo. Yeah, that I never understood. Why not? The Rabbanan Shlom is like, you know, the Rabbanan Shlom is happy, you know. The Rabbanan Shlom probably agrees with what the Chum doing. The Chum said that it can't be one approved. So now, nice if it rains, so it's a Simen and Klo. That's a clear why I have to seem to hold that since the Taisha is there, the Rabbanan Shlom didn't tell us to make the Rabbanans. So people in the Rabbanan Shlom could say, look, from my point of view, you could have a one approved Sukkah. You, your rabbi decided not to, don't blame me. So it's not a Simen and Klo of the Chum. That's a little strange attitude to attribute to the Rebbe Shlom. So I'm not quite sure what's the pshat in that. But I don't know where to take that. You know, okay. In fact, what am I going to do? Taisus says that's not called the Simen Klal Lachak. So Taisus answers Veishleimai Dehidu Lechashinon V'Tfanos Yod Lechva. Even though when it comes to the Tfanos, Rabba doesn't care if you make them Klal. Could be even a Kitzur Shulvazo. He Komokim B'Schocha Sheikir Asuka Al Shem Aschach V'Miskasha Ad Ovid Le'Arai. The schach tak has to be aray. The schach can't be kvach. The chitz is going to be mechitzah shavazel, but the schach can't be schach shavazel. The schach has to be leak. So if it rains through, if it doesn't rain through, rather, if it's so, but it doesn't rain through, so then it lacks tak in dios kvach. It lacks in dios aray. The schach has to be aray. Meaning, ain't a real lishula. So Rosh has a sofer that a schach move is also possible for that reason. If the schach is so thick, even without nails, if it's so thick that it can't rain through, that's the marker for the thing about seeing the star. So from the Taisa Rosh, that if the schach is so thick that it can't rain through, so then it's a problem of the US crack. My high time and I'm in Ichle Abzeru to Dorish Mitzvah Sukkotil itself. Oksif Nami Mizerim Mimimotiv and Ivoy Nami Shal Yedu Shalom Lusanecho. The schach has to be a right. This comes out a strange thing. We already talked about it a little bit. Comes out the chayyur and taisus. Talked about it in the tzlach. That there's two dinim of a right. The two parameters of a right. There's a right when it comes to the height, and there's a right when it comes to the actual physical schach, and they have different dinim. When it comes to the height, all we need is that it's roili or sarai. Such a height as roili or sarai. And when it comes to the actual physical schach, so then, like being compared to masmerim, so then it actually, when it comes to the height, it's not that it's hot, that it could have been a right, even though the mice you made mechitzis shul bazel. Could have made mechitzis of not shul bazel. So that's good enough. When it comes to the schach, it has to actually be a right. And if you compare it to masmerim, it's no good. I would say, well, I could have not been compared to masmerim. You work on it in Mesmerim, so it's possible. Yeah, so we talked about this already in the past. The Slach understands that it's mamish to dinim. There's one din of Arayim in the Schach, that's Kriya of the Mesmerim, but that's the din of Mesmerim, and that there we require that it actually be Arayim. And then there's another din of Arayim in the Mechitzis. The Mechitzis is not the Ikar HaSukha, so there it's enough that it has the potential that it could have been Arayim. So the Shaitan said that it's a very difficult, and as far as a very difficult Slach. Because Mechatesu should be wisdom okay for the second day. In the Gemara you have to do with Schach and the Tfanis. But the Tfanis have to potentially be Arai. He's inventing a whole different of Arai that the Chor doesn't really have a mock in the Gemara. But the Schach actually has to be Arai. Just on the basis of the Mishnah of Tfanis. Just on the basis of the Mishnah of Tzidim Kol HaBachag. So from that Kasha, I mean, there's a Kasha from Tzidim Kol HaBachag, but based on that, Tfanis makes up a whole new kind of Arai. It doesn't say in the Gemara at all. So the Chor, the Pashup Shach and Tfanis, more conventional pshat in Taisus, we'll call it the conventional pshat, is that it's not two separate and unrelated halachas of arai, but it's one yesod of arai, namely that the schach has to be arai. I don't care about the mechitzas being arai, but the schach in its inherent qualities has to be arai. If the schach is not arai, then the schach is possible, but that itself could be in two ways. It could be what the Gemara talks about, that if the schach is inherently so high that it requires mechitzes v'yaseidos of kvah, then that gives the schach a shem of being kvah, and that's a psul. But the psul of the and then furthermore, or maybe like achas kama v'chama, but if the schach it actually is kvah because you were conveyed to masmer, then it's certainly kvah. Now, what this understanding of Taisus is saying is that the psul of lamala be'esrim is not merely a sheer ba'alma. If it would just be a shiur ba'alma, then there would be no way from a shiur ba'alma to a different halacha that the schach has to be arai. Rather, this pshat assumes that the din that of lamala mechav is not merely a shir. It's a din that the schach has to be low enough that it could be supported by yisaydos umechitzos of arai, because then the schach itself in itself is called arai, even if it happens to make mechitzos of Gaza. If the schach therefore is lamala mechav and it requires yisaydos umechitzos of kva, then that makes it that the schach is kva. The problem is not in the mechitzos. The problem is in the schach. Schach is so high. The height of the schach is the quality of the schach. The structure, the material which I make the mechitzah is not a function, not a quality of the schach. The mechitzah could be biased, so that's not a quality of the schach. The height of the schach is a quality of the schach. And the schach has the quality of being lamal mechav. That means, that translates into saying it has the quality of requiring yisaydos of kva. That makes it that the schach is called kva. And the schach now gets a psul of kva. And if that's possible, so we can extrapolate from there that if the sach is literally kvar, you convey the masneim, then that's also going to be possible. That's the chiddush pshat, the conventional. That's the conventional pshat in Tosfos. That's the simple pshat in Tosfos. That's a little bit funny because Tosfos before said that the coin to Rava. The pasuk is not really telling me that you need a dira she'en ruya el l'shiva. It's telling me l'ayruya midas goyva. That line of Tosfos was sound like Tosfos was saying that it really is just a shiva alma. It's not really a din of arai. You don't really need a dira of arai. The Torah is telling me a shiva alma, like same lesson as Rashi. The lashon of Tosfos that you really look shir goyva is mashma that the halacha of lamal mechav is just a shir. It's not halacha. It's not the psul of lamal mechav is not because then the schach is kva. The psul of lamal, I don't need the schach to be kva. I don't need that it should be ein ruya el shiva. I'm sorry. The psul of lamal mechav is not because the schach is kva. I don't need the schach to be arai. I don't need the schach to be ein ruya el l'shiva. Have a much lemeimer, but Rabbah holds that that's not the pshat. The Torah is not requiring the sukkah or any part of the sukkah to be ein ruya el l'shiva, to be arai. The Torah is just coming to teach me la yuyuluch. La yuyuluch means to come. Torah is coming to teach me. It's a roundabout way of teaching me that we're just saying a shir goyva. And now Torah is saying it's not merely a shir goyva. That it's that the psul of lamal nechav is not because it's not really a shiurim. But rather, it's a mitzvah that a schach lemal mechav needs mechitzas arim, needs yisaydos of kva. So chara, it's a little bit of a tension between what I said at the beginning, that the lemal mechav is only l'ayruy l'och nidus gaila. And what he's saying now at the end, that it's really a halach of kva, that the psul of lemal mechav is because when it's lemal mechav, the schach then gets a psul, gets labeled as being kva. So maybe we can mean. So we can say it's a chazar on Tosfos. And a chan. Say it's a chazar. Tosfos, the lechatchila didn't know about this thing about masner. Tosfos, the lechatchila thought, and you see, he asked for masner. Tosfos, the psilim chol lechat. Tosfos, the lechatchila thought, it's talking just a shir gaiva. It's the mashmais in Rashi. It's just a shir gaiva. And that's what Tosfos, the lechatchila presented. If you don't really need, the pasuk's not really telling me it needs to be kva, Tosfos is telling me shir gaiva. Fred Tosfos, then what's wrong with masner? So now Tosfos is machadish, like this. Now there's a Tosfos turns around, he changes his mind. And now Tosfos says, you know what? The psul of Lebal Mechav really is not a shir goyva of Alma. Rather, it's because it's kva. And Mele Huadin, the schach also has to be kva. And we Mele Huadin, that it can't be kva, you can't be kva, the masmeda. The din of Lebal Mechav is because the schach has to be arayt. And if it's Lebal Mechav, the schach is called kva, because it inherently needs mamidim of kva. But it's because we could learn the Tosfos and it's a chazar. It's a little dochuk in the lashon of Tosfos. There's no real remnant in Tosfos that there's a chazar over here. Maybe we can say that when Tosfos L'chatchila said it, it's a shir goyva, didn't mean that in Lumbus it's a Shia Ba'alma. Or that in Lumbus it's more than a Shia Ba'alma. The problem with the Ma'al Nechaf is taka that it's a Shem, that it gets a Shem Klat. Taish just meant that functionally it's a Shia Ba'alma. I mean, you don't actually have to look at the mechitzas of the Shir Basel or not. All you have to look at is the height of the schach. That's just telling the halacha l'maaseh, the bottom line. You don't have to look at the mechitzas, just look at the height of the schach. So in a way, you know, functionally, if you were just, you know, what does it say in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch? It says there's a Shir Goyva of Chaf Amun. But in Echanami, the Havana Shavoy is l'mal l'mechof is possible not because, just because there's a Shir Ba'alma. The reason why l'mal l'mechof is possible is because schach that's l'mal l'mechof is Kva. Because it requires one medium of Kva. Still not so glad by me than the lashon of Taisus, because Taisus at the end when he says this word about Masnerim, so he has a whole arichus that even though when it comes to the mechitzos we're not makbet that they should be kavua, when it comes to the tfanois we're not makbet that they should be there, we're not makbet if he makes them kvar, but the schach which is the ikar hasukah, so there already we're makbet if he was kaveh the Masnerim and he made it kvar. It sounds in Taisus like this is the new word that he only needs now for Masnerim. That this distinction between the schach and the tfanos. I need this distinction not only for masmeir. I need this distinction to understand the difference between lamal mechof and mechitzah shel bazel. Why is lamal mechof posel as kva, and how can mechitzah shel bazel not posel as kva? So you have to say, because the schach is the main thing. So the schach inherently has to have a quality of being able to stand with mechitzah, with mitzvah sarai. The tfanos, that's not the main thing. So they could be kva. So even already in the Rava's original distinction between Lamal Mechof and Mechitzah Shel Bazel, the Havana now, the Havana eventually is, even if it's a Chazar and Tosis, but the Havana at the end of the day is, what's the difference between Schach Lamal Mechof, that's called Kva, and Mechitzah Shel Bazel, I don't care that it's Kva? Because the Schach is more important than the Tfanis. Yeah, and who had been like Abbe Masmerim too? So but it doesn't sound the way in Tosis. It sounds in Tosis more that this distinction that he's saying, that I have the Tfanis, I don't care, but the Mechitzah, the Schach already I care. He's only saying it to explain Masmerim. But he doesn't need it to explain the Malam Echof. The Malam Echof is a Shia Ba'alma. That was the retaining that it's a Shia Ba'alma. So that to me seems that the ring of the Taisus is not the ring of the Lashon of the Taisus seems to me more that this word that he's saying at the end, that I'm more makbet about the schach, which is the ikras schach, which is the ikras of that it should be arai and akva. He's only introducing that now for masmerim. But the original psul of lamal mechav Taisus is still retaining that it's a shia ba'al. Still the loss of the not muchach, but the loss of Taisus seems to me more like that. Then I have another dik also. Again, these are darkest dik that you come in the Taisus. What Ram Nachum used to call them, the clang of the Taisus, the ring of the Taisus. How does it resonate? Taisus, I was aiming on this dik before. Taisus started off and saying, "Afal gad the yesh lefarish kol v'yir shein riyal l'shiva." Really, you could have said pshat in the pasuk that the Torah is really makbid and a v'yir shein riyal l'shiva, that the dira has to be arai. But Rabbi held that that's not the pshat in the pasuk. So it was bothering me. The lashon of Taisus bothered me. What are you talking about? How Rabbi could learn pshat in the pasuk? Rabbi could learn the pasuk like this, but he doesn't. It's a funny lashon. So even after, so I said, because this having Muslim name is not a nobody. This having Muslim name is not something that Taisus just chalumed up. This having Muslim name is a bayit. I think that's true. Even after having said that. It's still a funny lashon for Taisus. Kilu Taisus saying, "Avi Motz l'meimer kabayi." Rava could have learned the pasuk like kabayi, but Rava was mashmalay that the pasuk does not mean like kabayi; it means something else. At the end of the day, it's a funny lashon. We know it's a machlekes avayin over. So Taisus should say, "Avayin learns the pasuk like this, and Rava learns the pasuk like that. Avayin learns the pasuk is telling me that it has to be a rabbit pile, and Taisus and Rava learns the pasuk that it's just a midas gaiva." The lashon Avi Motz l'meimer is a little bit bothersome to me. Again, not terrible. It's not a But nonetheless, all these small diyukim are to me they seem to conduce all of them to the conclusion, which I offer with some hesitation, that there's really two dinim. The Taisus taka, it's not like the conventional Pshat Taisus. Taisus is saying that really this taka two halachas. There's one halacha that I said at the beginning with that said in the Gemara, Rav Amar, that's Chachma Mal Michof is possible, and that really is a Shir Goyle Baum. Like the passages in Rashi, like the lesson of places. That's a Shir Goyle Baum. I don't need that Sukkah should be Eini Ruyel Shiva. I can have Mechitza Shul Baizel. I have Sukkah Lamal Michof. What's the difference Sukkah Lamal Michof or Mechitza Shul Baizel? It's a Shir Goyle Baum. But then there's a problem with Masmeir. So because of the problem with Masmeirim, Taisa's Mechadish, that Taisa's Mechadish, that even though Rav is Chalik and Abaye learned up Shat in the Pasuk that you need a dear Sukkah She'en Ru'ya El L'Shiva. You can't have Mechitza Shul Baizel. You need a Sukkah that's so flimsy that it's Ein Ru'ya El L'Shiva. Rav is Chalik and Abaye. And Rava says, no, the Sukkah does not have to be Einu Yeru L'Shiva. Now Tosis is coming around to saying that Rava is only Cholik and Abaye in regard to the Tvanas. When it comes to the Schach, which is the Ikra Sukkah, Rava is Meir to Abaye, that the Schach has to be Einu Yeru L'Shiva. And that's what Tosis is saying again. Rava's Cholik and Abaye like Abaye the Tvanas, but he's Meir to Abaye like Abaye the Schach. But that has nothing to do with the Rava's Psul of Lamala Michof. The Psul of Lamala Michof is not because it's Ein Ru'ya El L'Shiva. Schach Lamala Michof, mitzad the Schach, it's taka, even if it's Lamala Michof, the Schach itself is Ein Ru'ya El L'Shiva. The place doesn't have this notion that it's Yechol Lamoid al Mechitzas Arai, it gives the Schach an inherent quality of being Kvat. That was the invention that we had in order to put the whole places, the two halachas and places, to make them into one. So we invented this notion that if the schach is lamal michof, so it has an inherent quality of height that requires tfanim of kva, that gives the schach a shem kva. I don't care about the mechitzas v'poil, but because that's not an inherent quality of the schach. But the schach lamal michof, it has an inherent quality of height. That's a quality of the schach that requires mamidim of kva. That makes the schach into kva. That's a complicated sort. The way I'm suggesting now, I think the lishonis in the lum this was good. But the way the Lashonis of Taisa is a master for me, I think Taisa is not going with that complicated svar. And Taisa understood that there's two things. The Pasuk could be saying that you need Einu Ru'ya El L'Shiva. The Sukkah has to be Einu Ru'ya El L'Shiva. That's Abaye's understanding of the Pasuk, and therefore Mechitza Shel Baizel are no good. And Rabbi disagrees. He says, no, you don't need Einu Ru'ya El L'Shiva. So then what's wrong with Lamala Michof? Lamala Michof, maybe the Tanis are Kvah. The Tanis could be Kvah by Mechitza Shel Baizel are also Kvah. I don't care. We don't need the Einu Ru'ya El L'Shiva. We don't need the Tanis to be Ara. So what's wrong with Lamala Michof? Shir Goyle. Then Taisa a problem with Masmeirim. Because of the problem of Masmeirim, Taisa Mechadish. That even though Abaye, Rava was Cholik and Abaye, and he rejected the Pshat and the Pasuk of Einu Ru'ya El L'Shiva, he only rejects that in regard to the Tanis. But when it comes to the Schach, Rava is Meidit to Abaye that the Schach has to be Einu Ru'ya El L'Shiva, and therefore if it's waterproof, it's no good, because then it's Ru'ya for more than Shiva. But that's nothing to do with the Lamala Michof. Schach Lamala Michof is still water, it's still leaky, it's still Einu Ru'ya El L'Shiva. Schach Lamala Michof is a Shir Goyle. So the Lo'ilim is talking two dinim in Tosis. In a way, it's like the Tzach. In a way, we've come back to the Tzach, that it's two dinim in Tosis. But it's a different two dinim. You know, the Tzach had a din arai in the Schach, and a din arai in the Tzach. It's a different one. These are really two, it's in a way, it's more radical than the Tzach. It's not two dinim of arai. There's one din of Shir Goyle. That's the Lamala Michof, it's a Shir Goyle Baum. And then there's another halacha which is Hakim Schach, that the Schach itself, in its leakiness, and its has to be in its waterproofness, has to be Einu Ru'ya El L'Shiva. And that's a separate halacha that Rava concedes to Abai. It comes out like this. Abai and Svar, it's very hard. So first of all, you'll ask me right away, one second. When I told you the tzlach, I said, how can you say there's two halachas? Like there's no mokka in the Gemara for two halachas. And now I'm also saying there's two halachas. So like, where's the mokka for two halachas in the Gemara? But it's a little bit better. Because for these two halachas, the way I'm presenting it out, there is a mokka in the Gemara. I don't know how this mokka is possible. But at least in the Gemara, there is a mokka. The halacha of Lamal Michof, which is a Shia Goiva, the mokka in the Gemara is from Rava. That's Rava's Chiddush, Lamal Michof. Rabbi doesn't care about Mechitza Shel Baizel, but Lamala Michof is possible because of the Shir Goyle. But the other halacha, but in Kaveh B'Masmeirim, this notion that it has to be Einu Ru'ya El L'Shiva, it has a mokar in the Gemara. Where's the mokar in the Gemara? From Abaye. That's what Abai said. Abai said, Mechitza shel barzel apostel. L'man dama dira sarai, Mechitza shel barzel are apostel. That's Chesin of Zion. Abai taka learns the word. L'man dama dira sarai is you need a dira sarai, Mechitza shel barzel are taka apostel. So Abai really has this notion that you need Ein Ruhi Elul Shiva. That says in the Gemara. And that's taka mechalikas Abai Noah. But Robus is chopping the apostel because of Shir Goiba. Abai says, no, shot in the Pasuk is that you need the Sukkah should be Eina El Shiva. So Tosfos Machadish, that Rav is only Chalik and Abai in regard to the Tfanis, in regard to the Schach, Rav retains Abai's Avon in the Pasuk. Yeah, Kana ben Shoyle, how can the Pasuk be telling you two things? At the end, that's the problem. It comes out we have two different halachas learning out of the Pasuk. One halacha that the Schach has to be Eina El Shiva, and another halacha which is a Shir Goyda. How does Rav get two halachas out of the same Pasuk? That I don't know. But on the other hand, in the lashon of Tosfos, it's very respectful. So now I understand why Tosfos began. And this is maybe the main thing that makes me happy with this pshat. That makes me think that this pshat is not stam. That maybe it's alder achemis. Because now I understand the beginning. Tosfos started off this strange preface in Tosfos. I forgot the yesh lefarish kro b'dirish ein real el shiva. Even though you could learn pshat in the pasuk that the pasuk means that dirish ein real el shiva. Was mashmalei l'rovo, that's not what it means, and it means a psashir goyim. So I said at the beginning, it's a funny lashon of Tosfos, having much l'meimer, yeah, maybe that's how Abai learns. It's not how Rovo learns. So what kind of lashon is it? Tosfos should say, Abai learned the posuk that it's Einu Yel L'shiva. And Rovo's chalik said, no, that's not pshat in the posuk. He doesn't quite say it that way. He says, Rovo could have learned that that's pshat in the posuk, but he doesn't. So it's a modern way of Tosfos saying. So now it's much better. The bottom line of Tosfos is going to be, and Tosfos knows what the end is going to be, the bottom line of Tosfos is going to be that Rav agrees that when the Pasuk said B'sukkah is Teshuvah Shivas Yomim, it also has the meaning of Sukkah Sheiner Ruya L'Shiva. At least in regard to the Schach, Rav agrees that that's Pshat in the Pasuk. So who told Rav that it's not Pshat in the Pasuk vis-a-vis the Tfanis as well? So Tosfos has to say, really having much l'meimer. Once Rav is also on board, Rav doesn't just reject this not a tenable Pshat in the Pasuk. This is a tenable pshat in the pasuk. Rav himself is going to have this pshat in the pasuk ultimately. When we get to the end of Tosfos, we'll find out in regard to the schach. So if the pasuk of Besukah Teshu really means Sukkah Sheiner Ruya El Shiva, according to Abaye, and even Rav, we're going to discover, doesn't really reject that totally. So maybe that's talk of pshat in the pasuk, even in regard to the mechitzas, and maybe the mechitzas shabazah should also be good. So Tosfos says, nonetheless, was mashmalei l'Rav, that. That ka osu l'shiur. That the pasuk, as far as the tfanis are concerned, as far as the height is concerned, that it does not mean that the tfanis have to be able to shiur. It's only telling you shiur goyim. As far as the height is concerned, I don't care about the mechitzas, that they're going to be very strong and very tall. It doesn't matter. I care about the height be'etzim. Shiur goyim. That was mashmalei l'Rav. That the mechitzas don't have to be kavod. The mechitzas don't have to be ein ruah l'shiva. You can have mechitzas shel barzel. You can't be so tall. That's a shiur goyim. But we retain that when it comes to the schach, it still means that it's ein ruah l'shiva. I'm not being machlin 100% because at the end of the day, it's a chiddush to say in Rava that two halakos come out of the same pasuk. It's a little bit, that's at the end of the day, it's a little bit of dumb. So maybe the conventional pshat is, maybe that's really the right pshat. And it's really one halacha, two sides of the same coin. That's the way we've explained the whole time, the earlier pshat. That the din of the malachach is not a shiur ba'alma, it's like a chazor, we can say it's a chazor in Tosfos. The maskanas of Tosfos of the malachach is not a shiur ba'alma, it's rather because the schach has the inherent quality of being so high that it needs mechitzas of kva, they give the schach a shem kva, and mele kol shekein if the schach is literally kva, that habonah, maybe that's the right habonah. To me it seems that the lashemis of Tosfos seem to indicate that that's not the habonah of Tosfos. That the right Havan and Tosfos that is talking two separate halachas. There's one halacha that of Sukkah Sheinu Ruya L'Shiva, Abaye's halacha, and Abaye and Rav agrees to Abaye that you need a Sukkah Sheinu Ruya L'Shiva. The only machlekes is that Abaye says even by the mechitzas, and Rav says no, it's only in regard to the schach. And then there's a separate halacha of Sukkah L'Mal Mechok, which has nothing to do with Sheinu Ruya L'Shiva. Sheinu Ruya L'Shiva. I mean the mechitzas I don't care, and the schach itself is leaky, so it's Sheinu Ruya L'Shiva. But it's a new halacha of a shiur goyim. Like Rashi it's a shiur goyim. We'll come out to be this, that Rashi and Tosfos both, that the Tosfos when it was not chayzer, and Tosfos the Maskana also learns that it's a shiur goyim. I think the Rashi certainly a Maskana. The Lamal Mechav is a shiur goyim of Baal. This is an important thing to keep in mind later on. We'll get to Skip Salayetzi and Abgimel Ba'istaba. This Nakuda, Schach Lamala Michal, is it possible because it's Kva? It's like, you know, it has this inherent height that inherently needs to have Mamidim of Kva, that makes the Schach Kva, and the Shem Psul is a Psul of Kva, or is Lamala Michal a Shia Ba'alma? The simple reading of Rashi is that it's a Shia Ba'alma. Taisus also at the beginning seems to say it's a Shia Ba'alma. Lo'i Ruyi Loch Midas Goyla. I'll tell you even more. The Lashon of Taisus is even stronger than Rashi. Rashi says, Losis Loch Shia Ba'Goyla. To give a Shia Ba'alma. Taisus' Lashon is Lo'i Ruyi Loch Shia Ba'alma. To teach you the Shia Ba'alma. So this is also very dachistic idea. You know, it's for connoisseurs. The Lashon of Lo'i Ruyi Loch Shia Ba'alma is mashma that it's a Shia Ba'alma. The Torah is coming to teach me the Shia Gaiva. If you learn that the Shia Gaiva really is not a Shia Gaiva for its own sake, not a Shia Ba'alma, like Asar Tvachim or other Shia, you know, Shlesha Tvachim. No, this is a Shia Gaiva that has the Havana. Because if it's so tall, then it needs Mamidim of Kva, and really, ultimately, the Psul is the Psul of Kva. If you understand it that way, so you can say, okay, functionally it's a Shia Gaiva, but in the Havana it's not a Shia Gaiva, in the Havana it's a Dim Kva. So in the Lashon of Taisus that the Pasuk is coming to tell me, I could have said it's coming to tell me halacha v'ray, but really the Pasuk, but mashmalei l'rova, that the Pasuk coming, lo'ayruyi loch shir goyla. Mashmalei, the Halashon, lo'ayruyi loch shir goyla, is mashma to me, like he was saying, the Pasuk, you could have learned this coming to tell me halacha and kva, but really the Pasuk is coming to tell me what the shir goyla is. Kilu, it's a given, there must be a shir, everything has a shir, so what is the shir goyla of a sukkah? We know how tall it is, how short it can be, but how tall can it be? So the pasuk is coming to tell me what the shir goyva is, but it's mashma that it's a conventional shir goyva. It's a shir ba'alma. So a person will ask, we know the shir lamata. What's the shir lamala? So here I have a pasuk that comes to tell me the answer. What's the shir goyva of the sukkah? But it's fundamentally just a shir goyva. So how high can the schach be? And it's still cool that it's, you know, I'm under the schach. But again, if the shir goyva here was not for its own sake, it's not really a shir goyva in lumbus. It's really a shir of kvius. So maybe you could say that it's mashmalei. The lashon of Rashi is not quite as strong. I think Rashi also means that, but the lashon of Rashi is not quite as strong. Rashi just says losis loch shir goyva. It's coming not to tell me you need actually mechitzas shel. You have mechitzas shel basil. You don't need flimsy mechitzas. But it's coming to give me a shir in the goyva shteyachil lamar al yedei yasei b'saran. And the Rashi, Rashi could more bear the construction that it means functionally it's a shir goyva. The Torah doesn't care about the mechitzos, but the Torah is telling me how high it could be, or how high it's not allowed to be, because you have to make sure that it could be oymed al yedei say this arai, because maybe otherwise it has a tukka. Functionally, it's a shir goyva. I mean, you don't have to measure the tannis; you measure the height. That's all you know. You have to meter. You put your meter, you put your tricorder to measure if the sukkah is kosher or not. So you don't look at the tannis; you look at the schach. So functionally it's a shir goyva, but the idea of the shir goyva is losh loch shir goyva, then it should be oymed al yedei yasei this arai. So then that loshim could maybe still bear the construction that it's a din arai, not a shir ba'alma. But the loshim of Taisus is lo'ayruy loch shir goyva. It's a diakal, but it's fun to deal. It's still a deal. Lo'ayruy loch shir goyva, to teach me lo'ayruy loch shir goyva. Lo'ayruy loch midas goyva. Lo'ayruy loch midas goyva. That's mashma kilu. We have a regular concept of shiurim. We know the sukkah shiurim, how big it, how much area it has to have, how tall it should, how short it's allowed to be, and there's a shiur, and the Torah is coming to indicate what the shiur goyva is. The same way there's a shiur, how low it could be and how big it has to be. The Torah is coming to indicate to me what the shiur goyva is. That lashon is very much mashma, but it's shiurim down. Yeah, so Kalomer, maybe it was a Chazor in Texas. Maybe that's all before he knew about the problem of Masmerim. Once he gets to the problem of Masmerim and he has to Mechadish that there really is a psul of Kva when you conveyed the Masmerim. And where did Halacha come from? So maybe we'll revisit and we'll say, no, the Shir of Goiva is really not a Shir of Alma. The Shir of Goiva is really a Kvadik Halacha. But Tzach Lamal and Masrim gets a Shem Kva. Maybe. But nonetheless, I think the Lashonis of Texas are better. Lashonis of Texas are better if we learn that the way. But even the Maskon in Texas is a Shir of Alma. Shir goyva ba'alma. And there's another halacha. You can't think of any of the masmer. That much remote to habayi. We don't care about mechitzah shel barzel, but the schach can't be shel barzel. That's a separate halacha. Rova concedes to habayi. And the lashonis to taisus. And that's what's also very medik in taisus, what I said before. Taisa at the end makes this, even though we're not chayshinin v'defanois, but the schach's more important. So one of the deacons that I made before is it's mashmal taisa. I only need it for the masmeir mission, but for the malam mechof, I don't need this word that the schach's more important than the mechitzas. Why I need it for that too? I don't care if the mechitzas are kva, but I seem to care if the schach is kva. The malam esrim my pasul is kva because the schach is kva needs my midim of kva. So you'll still have to say that the schach's more important than the tfanis. So it's not, but taisa doesn't sound that way. Taisa sounds like he only needs this schach more important than tfanis idea for the masmeirim. But the malam mechof, it's not necessary. That's right. The Malam Mechof is a Shir Goyva. That's not in the Shir Goyva. It's not a look in the Schach or in the Tfan. It's a look in the Shir Goyva of the Sukkah. I don't need to say I care more about the Schach being Kavur than the Tfan is being Kavur. It's a Shir Goyva Baal. But the Masmeirim, that's Abaye. That's Abaye's concept of Mechitza Shel Barzel. But somehow we're taking Abaye and applying him not to the Tfan, but only applying him to the Schach. That already needs a Hesper, because the Schach is more Iker than the Tfan. There, Tosis has to supply that distinction. Yeah. Okay, let's take a quick look at the riff, and then we'll call it to quiz for a row. So much to do is private or unbound. We're not going to do it all stuff. Not more. I want to just talk this through quickly. The Rif says, "Ikam Adomid Hilchus of Kirab, Dokomili Kirab of it." The Rif brings that there are those who say that Halach is like a rabba. Halach is like a rabba. That Lamal Mechof is possible because of the Shalta Bein. The Rif is going to disagree and he's going to say that Halach is like rabba. What's the Nafkimina if Halach is like rabba rabba? It's the same Lamal Mechof is possible. What's the Nafkimina? Panis Megis the Schach. According to Rabba, it's only possible if it's ain't Panis Megis the Schach. According to Rabba, it's possible regardless. So is that it? So there's a man who says halacha is like rabba. Why is halacha like rabba? The Ramban brings halacha is like rabba because rabba was the Rebbe of Rabba. That's what the Rif says halacha is like rabba because kol mili, everything rabba did, he did like rabba. What happened with anything? And everything, kol mili the rabba, he always did like rabba. So what? Rabba's not a player at all. We have rabba, Zera, Rabba. But because everything that Rabba did was like Rab, so therefore the loch is like a Rabba, not like Rabba. What does that even mean? What does it mean? Because everything Rabba did was like Rab, so that means that Rab agrees with Rabba. If I do everything like the Mishnah Berurah, that means that everything I say must be right because the Mishnah Berurah agrees with me. So the Korban Sanal slip shot. Rabbi Nisanel says Rab is a player in the Gemara. Because in Amud Beis you have two members of Chana Bar Abba Amarav and Rav Oishi Amarav. Rav Oishi Amarav said it's only by Panas Negis Tzach, that by Machlek Yishkein Panas Negis Tzach. And that supports Rabba. But then we have Chana Bar Abba Amarav who said that Machlek is B'Shem Zayin Al Zayin. That's like the late command. So, That's like, I don't know if that was like Abzera. Who was it? Rafuna Marab is saying, but Dalit Abdalit, and that's like Abzera. Oh, and then we had a third member of Chana Barabba Marab, and that was the Likiman. So we have a member of Rab that supports Rabba. We have a member of Rab that supports Abzera. We have a member of Rab that supports the Likiman. So says the Rif. So fine. So Rab is supporting somebody. We don't know exactly who. But since Komili the Rabba Abed Kirav, since Rabba was the Talmud Lubuk of Rab, that everything Rabba did was Alfi Rav. So it's Mestaba, the version of Rab that supports Rabba. That's the right version. And Mele Rab is the Rab is Taka like Rab. So Mele Rab, who in one version Taka holds like Rabba, and Rab is the Halbesi Nemun of Rabba is the common Nemun of Rab. So therefore this Magomer held, that's already a reason to Paskin like Rabba. It's not that Rabba did like Rabba in other things. Since we know Rab said something about this issue, and we know that Komila de Rabba over Kirab, so Mamela we can believe Rabba that the version of Rab that supports Rabba is the right version of Rab. Anyway, it's not just Rab, it's Rab also. So that's a reason already to Paskin against Rabba. Anyway, that's the Ikamandom. Says the Rif, and I'm establishing the Hilchas of Kirova. The Rif says that he thinks the Halacha is like Rova. The Kaimel and Sukkot Yer Sarayvinim, all of the Masech that we passed in Sukkot Yer Sarayvinim, but who did the Mashas really Sukkot Yer Sarayvinim? This is the Blessed Hilchas of Kivase. You have a Kaimel and Sukkot Yer Sarayvinim, but who did the Mashas really Sukkot Yer Sarayvinim? But Sukkot Yer Sarayvinim, Sukkot Yer Sarayvinim, Kivase Yer Sarayvinim. So the kids here in the Rif, just to understand the Rif, there's three segments in the Rif that need to be explained. First of all, is the part of the Rif where he says that since we pass in Sukkot Dir Sarai, all of Sukkot we pass in Sukkot Dir Sarai, Beinon, so Mimei Laloch is against, the Aloch is like, therefore, Lamal Mechof is possible as the Dir Sarai. That's number one. Second segment is makes a close change to Tanis and Gears the Sarai. And section number three is what does he want from the Gemara about Sukkot Gabe Sukkot? Let's go through one thing at a time. So the first thing the Rif says is that the halacha should be like Rava, because since we hold Kaimula, that Sukkot Dir Sarai Beinon, that's the halacha, Sukkot Dir Sarai, many Sukkot Dir Sarai Beinon, just he assumes that way. So therefore, the halacha ought to be that Lamal Mechof is possible. Rabbi Yehuda was mashal lamal mechof, it's only because Sukkot Dir Sarai. We pass when Sukkot Dir Sarai. That's the reason to pass on lamal mechof is possible. So right away, just naively, without plugging it back into anything we've seen so far, just reading the Rif naively, you would ask, sort of begs the question. Azed gufan adonim, Rav and the other Amoraim and Ashur, that's their machlokes. Rav says lamal mechof is possible because it's not a Dir Sarai. The other Amoraim don't think that that's the problem. They don't think that it's a steer to Dir Sarai. So just because we pass in the Yisrael Beinon, who says that's a... Yeah, we pass in the Yisrael Beinon, but who says the Ma'al Mechof is a problem of the Yisrael? That's the Machlek Kisemarim in our Sugya. So like, how do you take for granted? You're already taking for granted. Your argument to pass in like Rava takes for granted that Rava is right, that the Ma'al Mechof is a problem of the Yisrael, but Azan Adonim is Rava right. So just what's the Poshup Shat in the Rif? So of course this depends on the different Mahalkan that we have in the Sugya, the Ramban, the Ravid, the Taisim Dav Zayin. How axiomatic is it that Lamal Mechof is a diras, is a problem with the old Yisrael Rabbein? Shitas, remember, let's go through very quickly, and I don't want to get bogged down. But the Shita of Rashi and the Ramban, Rashi Mamish explicit in Asugya, and the Ramban also comes out the way, we saw is that Abai holds that even if the Yisrael Rabbein on, they have a sukkah lamal mechof. Rashi explains yesh b'chal kvarai. It's a whole hezbollah. So according to Abaye, could be dir sarai beinon. And nonetheless, mechitza shel bazel lekoshul kuli alma and lamal mechof should be koshul kuli alma as far as arai is concerned. If that's the case, then what is they're saying? The question we're asking there is a very strong question. What are you telling me? Yeah, we pass in dir sarai beinon, so therefore lamal mechof is possible. Why does that follow? We pass from Dir Sarai Beinon, but Abai holds that Dir Sarai Beinon is not a steer to Mechitza Shel Bazel, because Yesh B'chal Kvarai. It's not a steer likewise to Lamal Mechof. The other Amorim will agree with Abai. Kulu Kirova Loyami, because Mikshum Kushit Abai. So yeah, I could find you a million Gemaras that we hold Dir Sarai Beinon. But Abai would say, even if Dir Sarai Beinon, that's not a reason to pass to Lamal Mechof. So what does the Rif want? So you'll have to say if you want the Rif to work with the Shita of Rashi and Ramban, you'll have to say that the Rif is really building on the fact that the Gemaras elsewhere don't say only that we pass from the Yisrael Rabbeinu, but they also say their Rabbi Yehuda who's Mashal Lamal Mechof holds the Yisrael Kvabeinu. So now we have a few Gemaras that Rabbi Yehuda who's Mashal Lamal Mechof is Latam. That Rabbi Yehuda holds dear as Krabi and on Litam made that he's mashing the Ma'al Nechof. You have the Gemara of Zayin Beza by himself. That Ma'al Nechof was Chayzer. We have the Gemara by Ayoshin Tachas Amito. That Rabbi Yehuda says that Ayoshin Tachas Amito is Yotze because they also dear as Rayim of Atul dear as Krab. Rabbi Yehuda Litam made that Sukkah is a dear as Krab. We have the Gemara in Sukkah. We have the Gemara in Yumadaf Yud about Mezuzah. Rabbi Yehuda holds Mezuzah's Chayef in Mezuzah. And Rova says Rabbi Yehuda Litam made that dear as Krab. So we have a lot of Gemaras that Rabbi Yehuda is mashing the Ma'al Nechof. That's because dear as Krab. That already indicates that already is not like a bayin. That indicates not like a bayin arsu. That the more elsewhere really holds not like a bayin is kasha. That if you hold the Yisrael Rabbeinu, the Lamal Mechof is possible. And therefore, if Rabbi Yehuda is mashal l'mal mechaf, it must be dearest kvada inosh. So Ramban says it's beferish. That when the Rif is bringing these rais from the fact that we pass in the dearest rai, he's really building on the fact that we don't hold like Abai in Asugya. Abai himself in Asugya, elsewhere, who says that there's no, you know, that you don't see anything from l'mal mechaf. Mechitshish abayas are okay, l'kul yama. Abai himself is chayzer. So the Ramban injects it into the Rif. And when the Rif says, you know, that kaim l'dir sarai b'inon, he means, together with the fact that all these Gemaras that say dir sarai b'inon all say that l'mal mechof is a dir eskla. About in the Rif, it's a little bit ikachosim and asefer in the Rif. But the Ramban, when she tells it, has to learn, he wants the Rif to be like him. The Ramban has to learn that that's what the Rif is being, that's what the Rif is saying of you. If you learn like the Raivid, like the Ritzvah, I wanted to say, that Abaye agrees with the Rava that Laman Domadir Saraiba even Laman Nechof is possible. And Mechitza Shabazal even a possible. And Abaye's time of Elamiyat also Mechitza Shabazal is merely that the Tanakhama must hold Dir Skvabino, like the Raiva says. Tanakhama also is Dir Skvabino. Because Tanakhama also would have, didn't pass the Mechitza Shabazal, right? That's how we learned Abaye, according to the Raiva and the Ritzvah. That Abai shares with Rava the assumption that if you hold the Yerus Arayi Be'inon, Mechitza Shabazel is no good, and Lamal Mechof is no good. So what did Abai mean when he said Elamata also Mechitza Shabazel? Abai meant, see, the Tanakhama in the Mishnah only passed the Lamal Mechof, he didn't pass the Mechitza Shabazel. But must be the Tanakhama also holds the Yerus Kvah Be'inon. And we saw that the Perish in the Rai, that Abai could have counted the Tanakhama also as holding the Yerus Kvah Be'inon. So if you hold like that Mahalach, then the Rif is much simpler. The Rif is saying, one way or another, if you hold Dir Sarai Be'inon, Lamal Mechof is possible. Even according to Abai and Abbas, if you hold Dir Sarai Be'inon, Lamal Mechof is possible. Well, what are we passing in Dir Sarai Be'inon's class? The Gemara itself was saying, Sukkos Potim and Amezuzah, and the Yoshin Tachas Nemit is Yotzi, they say, well, say, and the Sugis all can do so, and Dav Zayin even is Mashmah, it's only a Shito that Dir Sarai Be'inon, but ain't Halacha Keshito. The kids there, all the sugyas seem to be that sukkah that we passed in the Yerus Arayi Be'inon. So regardless of what the Tanakhama happens to hold, but the Aloch is the Yerus Arayi Be'inon. And L'mal HaMichof is a Yerus Kva, so Memelo, L'mal HaMichof is possible. So the Fila Arayi, the Ritzvah is very smooth. You don't even need to invoke Abaye's Chazar. What do you call it? Tyson Dav Zayin, we learned that, at least I learned what to learn up in Tyson Dav Zayin. Tyson Dav Zayin says that it's actually not categorically true that L'mal HaMichof is Arayi or Kva. The Regilus is L'mal HaMichof is Kva. But it could also be built Arayi. And that was Abai's time of it. The Mishnah not talking about Mechitzas of Bar, but still not Mechitzas of Bar, would have possibly been Mechitzas Shel Barzal. So if you learn like that, then the Rif has no Rai at all. The Mishnah says L'mal HaMichof is possible. The Rabbi says it's possible categorically. It's possible in all cases. What's the Rai that the Halacha is like Rava? I have a lot of Gemara Sukkot Yerus Arayi Be'inon. Maybe. So that'll prove that if you built the Mechitzas Kavuadik, it'll be possible. But if you built the Mechitzas Arayidik, because you could build the Mechitzas Arayidik. L'mal HaMichof, you don't have to build the Mechitzas Kavuadik. You could build them. You could, according to Rava, Tosfos and Dav Zayin, the Regilus is to make the Sukkot when it's the L'mal HaMichof Kavuadik. But the Ein Regilus is that you can make it Arayi. Rava holds is possible anyway, because the schach l'mal mechof, since the regilus is to make it mechitzas kavua, so the Torah passes schach l'mal mechof, period. Because since l'mal me'eshrim odom oisid b'rosik b'yir kva, the regilus is to make it into a dearest kva, so the Torah said l'mal mechof is possible. But who says halachas like Rava? Maybe we don't hold like Rava. Zainu Donim, maybe halachas not like Rava. Maybe halachas like the other Amoraim, like Abai. That if it happens to be, if you made the regilus that it's strong mechitzas, then it's haka kavua. But if you made the not regulus and you made mechitzas arayi, then it's arayi. Maybe that's the halacha. And sukkah l'mal me'esrim, if you made it arayi dik, maybe it's really kosher. Except l'sholta ve'ena, like Rabba, so then you can have mechitzas to find us l'gis, to schach, and so on. So the chayyur, the rif, does not stem at all with Tosfos and Daf Zayin. What about the second segment in the rif? I'm going through this a lot, but it's all right. But I'm not going to look at that. Then he says another thing. Kol Shekhen Shetfanis Lagiris Tzchach. That Kol Shekhen is a little bit strange. What is the Kol Shekhen? If that look like Rovo, the L'mal Mechof is possible. So Julie, it's L'mal Mechof Lemoyer to Tzfanis Lagiris Tzchach. According to Rovo, it doesn't depend on the Tzfanis, it depends on the Tzchach. That's the word of Rovo. We don't care about the Mechitzis. We care about the Tzchach. If the Tzchach is so wide that it needs Mechitzis Kruis, so the schach is possible. Doesn't really need the tzaddis to begin the schach. So chayyur, he means like this. He means what are we being done on? We're being done on is the halacha like Rabba or like Rabzer or like Rabba? Nobody passes like Rabzer. The nidan is Rabba versus Rabba. The nafkamina is Tanis Megis Tzach. According to Rabba, Tanis Megis Tzach is kosher. The Rif wants to be mechadish that Tanis Megis Tzach is not kosher because we pass like Rabba. So he says, look, we hold you needed the Yisrael. If you needed the Yisrael, then Tanis Megis Tzach doesn't make things better. If anything, it makes things worse. It doesn't really make it worse either. Really, it's like my level of lawyer. He says, but the Maisa doesn't make anything better. In Rabba, Lutfanis Megis Tzach doesn't make anything better. It's a little bit docha, because it's a dollar posh that way. That according to Rabba, Lutfanis Megis Tzach doesn't make things better. Why does he have to speak it out? And then finally, what's his last thing? He says, V'oi, the sugyon be'inim sukkal gabi sukkal kavosu de Rabba Shaycha. What did he see in the sugya of sukkal gabi sukkal? So really, it's not so clear what the Rif is talking about in the sugya of sukkal gabi sukkal. There's nothing in the sugya of sukkal gabi sukkal, which is nafilah, explicitly about the Yisrael or the Yisrael at all. So the Rishonim have different ways to understand the Rif, but the main way that the Rif is understood, the way the Rosh understands the Rif, the Ramban understands the Rif, the Ritva understands the Rif, is that the Rif is building on the Gemara and the Fiyur, which the Gemara says that there is a Machlokes of Yehuda and the Rabbanon and the Chachamim. If you built a sukkah, but the floor is Eino Yechol L'Kadol Karm B'Ksosus El Al Yidei Abchak. That the floor, so it's talking about you build one sukkah on top of the other, and the bottom sukkah, so the top sukkah, the floor is pretty shaky. That the floor of the top sukkah is so shaky that you can only put karm and sauces there, you can only put your bread there and so on, you know, just very delicately, because if you put in a little bit too much, the floor's going to crash through. So that's a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham. If it's good or not, Rabbi Yehuda says it's no good, Chacham say it's good. So the Gemara itself doesn't say what they're arguing about. So the Rif assumed that they're arguing about Diras Arai and Diras Kva, and Rabbi Yehuda Shitosu the Diras Kva, you know, so he needs more than Yechel Kabul Karm Ksosus Al Yechel Kva, and Rabban Shitosu the Diras Arai, you know. So he says, you see in that Gemara there, Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim are arguing about Diras Arai and Diras Kva. That's Rif saying, oh, the Sugi, the Sukkah, Gavi Sukkah, Kavasu, the Rav Shaykh. So here we need to understand, what did the Rif see in that Sugi more than any of the other Sugis? This is the least explicit of all the Sugis. The Gemara itself doesn't say anything with Diras Arai and Diras Kva. The Rif is imputing to that Gemara that the issue is Diras Arai and Diras Kva. What does he see in that Gemara more than we have explicit sugyas that Rabbi Yehuda, that Lamala Rechov has to do with Diras Kva? We have the Gemara of Zion. Rabbi himself said that Rabbi Yehuda holds Diras Kva. We have the Gemara at the beginning of the second parak about Yoshim Tachas Amito. Rabbi Yehuda says that Yotzei Chavosi, and the Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda Latamei that Sukkah Diras Kva. We have the Gemara in Yuma Daf Yud about Mezuzah, Machlek Sevina Chachamim, Sukkah Chayim and Mezuzah, and Rava says that Rav Yudal Tamei, that Diras Kva Beinon, and the Chachamim Tamayu, that Diras Arai Beinon. Those are explicit Gemaras. You know, the Gemara is not explicit at all. The Rif decided that it has to do with Diras Arai and Diras Kva. So what did Rif see in this Sukkah, Sukkah Gavi Sukkah, he should bring the other Gemaras, the Gemaras Hamu for Roshitz, instead of this Gemara. Tell the Tanya the Loi Tanya. He brings me a Gemara that's really not my first, it's about Diras Arai and Diras Kva. And that's his Raya that Sugya's Kivosa de Rava. That's the Halo, that's the Raya that the Halo should be like Rava. More than all the other Sugya's that are much more explicit. So I'll tell you what I think it is, which I what to do with it. There is something that it says in that Sugya more than in any of the other Sugya's. Most of the other sugyas only say that Rabbi Yehuda is l'tamei. The Rabbi Yehuda's mashal l'mal nechav is l'shitosu that Diras Kva. They don't say that the chachamim pasal l'mal nechav hold Diras Arai b'inu. I'll go through one by one. I'll show you. This is the one sugya that the Rif had where it says that the chachamim hold Diras Arai b'inu. Now let's go one by one, and I'll show you where we're. The sugya in Yuma actually does say both sides of the coin. Rabbi Yehuda is the chayiv mezuzah because Diras Kva Beinon, and Chachamim patim in a mezuzah because Diras Arai Beinon. So that actually is the parashas sugya. But that sugya is the least useful of all to the Rif, because that sugya is Rava talking. You want to bring Gemaras that show that we pass in like Rava, because the Gemara everywhere goes like Rava. You can't show me a Gemara where Rava said it. Of course, Rava said it. Rava holds Rava. So that sugya is off the table. So we have the sugya of Zion, where Abai said Rabbi Yehuda's mashal ma'al nechav holds Diras Kva Beinon, but Abai never said what the Chacham holds. We have the sugya of Yoshim Tachas Hamita. Now there also now it says clearly Rabbi Yehuda holds Yoshim Tachas Hamita is Yotzei Chavosoi, because since the Tamei knows that the sugya is a Diras Kva, So therefore, like osi oil arai, the mitzvah of the oil arai. So an oil arai, like osi oil arai, levatul oil and klaf. But the Gemara itself speaks out. The Gemara then asks, what about Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon holds like the Chachamim that Ayosin Tachas Amitas lo yotzi deichav osi. But Reb Shimon is one of the Chachamim. You need four tefanis. He holds dias klavim. So why isn't it the steer? Says the Gemara. It's over there in the beginning of Ayosin. That even if you hold the US Kabbah in them, Rav Shimon could still hold that an oil arai is mevatel an oil klav. An oil arai is mevatel an oil arai. It could be that an oil arai is mevatel even an oil klav. That's Rav Shimon got a hold of it. So therefore, from the fact that Chachamim say lo yotzi dechavosi from the Tachas Anita, we don't know what the Chachamim hold about the US arai and the US klav. There's no lishitosa in that. The only lishitosa is in Rav Yehuda. So all of the Gemaras that are relevant only say that the Chachot that Rav Yehuda holds the US klav in them. Don't say that the Chachamim hold the Eris arriving. That you only have in the Sugim Sukkah Al-Gabe Sukkah. And that somehow was important to the Rif. So why was that important to the Rif? So the fee. Fee the Rabban is really not so clear why it's so important. It's a package deal. You know, if you hold like Abai in the phase, then the whole single of the Malam Chob is altogether not relevant. Not the Eris Arai, not the Eris Kla, because Leish B'chal Kla Arai. And any sugi that talks about Rabbi Yehuda holding dearest klavi, and is obviously not holding like a buy in that base, he's already buying into the chazara, he's buying into the rovas for that. Lamala mechov is a problem with dearest klavi, and Rabbi Yehuda who's master must hold dearest klavi. And then the passage is that if you're a bona apostle, it's because dearest arai binon. What do you see in that by sukkah kabi sukkah really more than any other sugis? Not so much. Maybe it's a little bit more explicit. So looking at Rabban, this is also something that's not so great in the English. But the fee that arrived. It's very gavaldic. Because we saw in the Ravid holds that l'kuli alma, even if point Abayin that bays, a sukkah l'mal michof is l'mal dabdi is arriving and l'mal michof is possible. Chitz shabazal even a possible point Abayin. But l'mal michof for sure is possible. If you hold the is arriving. Abayin that bays just tainted, maybe Tanakham agrees that the is krabbing him. Maybe he agrees the is krabbing him. You see, he doesn't pass the mechitzah shavazel. He might agree with the yerushkabin. Maybe he passes l'mal mechof for another reason. So it comes out according to the Ravid. Any gemara that you find that says that Rabbi Yehuda holds the yerushkabin, it's not a raya that pshat in the mishnah is like Rav. Maybe pshat in the mishnah is like Abayah. Abayah himself holds that Rabbi Yehuda holds and Davzayin. The Ravid is no chazor Abayah. So Abayah himself and Davzayin said that Rabbi Yehuda holds the yerushkabin, and that's not a steer to Abayah in that base. Abayin that base agrees that if l'mal mechof is kosher, it must be dearest klavim. Abayin that base just held that the Tanakhama doesn't argue on that. The Tanakhama agrees that the l'mal mechof ought to be kosher because dearest klavim. And that's why mechitzah shel bazel is kosher because dearest klavim. So why is l'mal mechof possible? For other reasons, shel tovim. So all the gemaras that say that Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei that dearest klavim, they don't really tell me that the pshat in the Mishnah is like Rov. Maybe Shat and Mishnah like Abayit. They might tell me Halacha LeMaisa we should pass L'mal Nechov because we passed the Dias Rabbeinu. But they don't tell me the Pshat and the Mishnah is like Rav. The Sugi of Sukkah Gavi Sukkah that says Chachomim L'Tamayu, the way the Rif reads that Gemara, that's the only Gemara that's Mamish Kavosit the Rav. That's the only Gemara that Mamish supports Rav's Pshat and the Mishnah. So that's what the Rif is Maisif in this last Gemara. That was the Seder Advarim L'Fi the Ravid. The Rif L'Fi the Ravid reads quite nicely. That the Rif is saying like this. He's saying, number one, look, let's take off the table for a minute who's right pshat in the Mishnah. Why Chachamim passed the L'mal Mechof? Rabbi says they passed the L'mal Mechof because of Diris Arai. And Abai says, no, Chachamim actually hold Diris Kvabim. So who's right about that? You know, what did Chachamim in the Mishnah hold? Let's leave that alone for the time being. Halacha L'mais is L'mal Mechof posel or kosher. Says the Rif, Halacha L'mais, L'mal Mechof Abad is posel. Because L'mal Mechof, Ben L'Abai, Ben L'Rova, L'mal Mechof is a Diris Kvab. Only difference between Abai and Rav is that Rav thinks that that's what Tanakhama argues about. Tanakhama passes because it's a dearest klav, and Abai says, no, Tanakhama really holds dearest klav in it also. He passes for other reasons. But Ben Abai, Ben Rav, L'mal Nechot is a dearest klav. And we happen to pass the dearest arai b'inon. So therefore, just on those grounds alone, even if the Pshat and the Mishnah is not like Rav, but the Halacha L'maisa will be like Rav, that L'mal Nechot is always possible because we pass the dearest arai b'inon. That's the first thing the Rav says. Then the Rif adds the oid. Not only is the halacha lemaisa like Rava, but pshat in the mishnah is like Rava, because the Gemara by Sukkah Gavi Sukkah said not only the Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei, but it says that the Chachamim are l'tamei. That already only makes sense according to Rava, that the Chacham hold the Yisra Ayvina. So that's what he says. But oy the sugi the sugi the oy the sugi the sukkah gavei sukkah kevasei the Rava Shaycha. It's more than a hilchas of kevasei. It's very midduik in the rift. First is a hilchas of kevasei the Rava. Halacha the meisid like Rava. Halacha the meisid like Rava. Then the mal mechafes possible. Because it's a dearis kvar, and we hold dearis arayvina. That may not be pshat in the Tanakama. Abai doesn't think that's pshat. Abai thinks that Tanakama agrees dearis kvar b'inam. He has a different problem with Lamal HaMechof. But Halacha L'maisi, what's the difference? We certainly pass me dearis arayvina, Lamal HaMechof would be possible. So Hilchas HaKavasi D'Rova. Then he says, V'oid, I'll show you more than that. Not only is the Hilchas HaKavasi D'Rova, but I'll show you a Gemara that actually learns the Mishnah like Rova. And that's only, all the other Gemaras aren't going to work. Because all the other Gemaras only talk about what Rabbi Yehuda holds. The one Gemara that we have that talks about what the Chachamim hold, that's the Gemara about Sukkah, Gavi Sukkah, the way the Rif understood it. There it really says the Chachamim hold that Dira Sarai Be'inot, and that's already Kavosu Derova Shaycha Mamash. That's what I want to point out, that the Lashon of the Rif, Lefi Deraivit, is very Gishmak. First he establishes Halacha L'maisid like Rova, and then he goes further and he says that the Sugya of Sukkah, Gavi Sukkah is Mamash Kavosu Derova. I want to say one more thing. I don't know, at the risk of overdoing it. I had maybe another Mahalach in the Rif, as I said 30 years ago. But I want to say a pshat in the Rif. I thought that's a far from what I just said in the Rivet, but I thought it was very gishmak in the Rif, and it'll explain the kol shekain of Tadis Megis, the staff very beautifully. I want to say the following. I want to suggest pshat in the Rif actually al derech ha-tosis. It's a lot. If I was in your position, not to all, somebody will listen once in their heart. But that's why you have the notes with me over it afterwards. But I just want to tell you the etzim hadvar. I want to say nukshat nuk. With one premise, I'm gonna posit something. Let's go back to Tosfos Shita. Tosfos Shita, we saw that Zion. That's how I want to learn Tosfos. The Tosfos holds that a sukkah l'mal michof. The regilis is to build with kvar. You could build with arav. Rava holds it doesn't matter. You only look at the schach and the bais. No, you look at the mechitzas. If you built the mechitzas like the regilis, that's really a dearest kvar. And it's taka posel ma'adam a dearest arav. If you built the sukkah not like the regilis, you built it arav. Then it could be okay. Even ma'adam a dearest arav. Abai looks at the mechitzas bepoil. And that's how you read Tosin Dav Zayin. Tosin Dav Zayin said that Abai in Dav Zayin, Abai wasn't chesed. Abai and Dav Zayin was medayik from Rabbi Yehuda, just to remind you, but Abai and Dav Zayin who says, Rabbi Yehuda holds dearest kvar b'inon, if you see Abai saw Rabbi Yehuda's mashal l'mal l'michof, and Rabbi Yehuda's mashal stam, all cases of l'mal l'michof, even though the regilus l'mal l'michof is to make it kavur, so Abai saw Rabbi Yehuda the dearest kvar b'inon, because he's mashal l'mal l'michof, even in the regilus, where it happens to be a dearest kvar, where you made strong mechitzas. But in Tanakama, we don't know what the Tanakama holds, because the Tanakama says that l'mal mechof is possible across the board for other reasons. So we don't know. So l'mal mechof is possible because of l'shol tovein or something. So we don't know what he holds about the mechitzas. Do the mechitzas have to be arai, or do the mechitzas allowed to be kvar? That we don't know what the Tanakama holds. That was the mahalach of Tosfos and Dabzal. So I want to say that the Rif holds like Tosfos. But I want to add one tesefes dvar. On what does it depend whether when you build the sukkah l'mal mechof, when are the mechitzas kavua and when are the mechitzas arai? So Tosfos, the regilis is their kavua, the ain regilis is that they're arai. And that could just be the mitzias. I don't know, you could jury rig it that it's arai, but usually you're going to build with kavua. That's the yashus from Tosfos. I want to posit in the Rif that actually it depends on the height of the tfanis. If the tfanis are also 20 amos tall, that's called that they're kavua. But if the tfanis are not 20 amos tall and the schach happens to be 20 amos tall, then it's not kavua. Then the mechitzas are not kavua, and the Rif doesn't have Rashi. You say this, Rashi, the Peshu has as a problem. Ma'al mechof, it's always kavua. The times don't have to be megiyas the sach. So we saw Rashi answer that by introducing the yisaylas. So even if the mechitzas aren't kavua, but the yisaylas are kavua, the Rif doesn't have that. It's only a function of the mechitzas, and that's Abayis Taina. Abayis Taina is, you know, he says ma'al mechof. He says. Who says the Mishnah taught you? Rava, you're saying it's possible because it's the dearest kvar. That means you're assuming the mechitzas are megiyas l'schach. So the mechitzas Shabbos should also be kavur. My advice is the answer is the mechitzas are not megiyas l'schach. It's not a case where the mechitzas are kavur. Rava's answer is I don't care about the mechitzas. I only care about the height of the schach. I'll derech the Tosfos, but I'm just adding this one nekuda that when are the, we'll learn along the lines of Tosfos. The Malam Yechov, the regilus is that it's kavua, but sometimes it's not kavua, and that's the din v'dvarim between Abayin and everything like Tosfos. But I'm just adding in the riff one nekuda that what makes it kva is that the megiyah, the tzachas mechitzas are more than chav, and that's why the regilus is that it's kva, because the regilus is the mechitzas are megiyah to tzach. But if the mechitzas is not megiyah to tzach, then it's all right. So now like this, so the riff is saying like this. He starts off by saying he has a din v'dvarim. Is that locha like rabba or that locha like rabba? So the Ikam Adomer, he brings the Yeshmei or the Ikam Adomer, that the halacha is like Rabba. What does it mean that halacha is like Rabba? It's enough to mean that halacha is like Rabba or like Rabba. Rav Zeir is not a player. Nobody passes like Rav Zeir. That the Rabba or Rabba. So what's the whole enough to mean that we're debating? Tfanis Megiyas Tzach. But maybe Tfanis Megiyas Tzach makes it better because it becomes Shol Tabein. Says the Rif, first of all, about the halacha is like Rabba, that it's possible even if it's Tfanis Megiyas Tzach. Because if it's tfanis megiyas tzach, says the Rif, it's posul mimonoshach. If you hold like a rova that everything depends on the schach, so that's it. And the schach determines if it's a diris arai or a diris kla. So schach lamal mechov is a diris kla. Even if you hold like a bayus cholak and rova, so what does a bay hold? A bay holds that the arai and kla is determined by the mechitzus. Well, if it's tfanis megiyas tzach, then the mechitzus are kva. And it'll be possible on that account anyway. So Bekitzer, the Rif is saying like this. The Rif is saying, first of all, Hilchus HaKarova, maybe not Mikameh. The Halacha of Mice is like Rova. Because what's the cases that we're debating? If the Tfadis don't reach the Schach, so according to Abaye, let's look at it from Abaye's point of view. Even, let's say Rova is wrong. And Abaye is right. Let's say Abaye is right. So what does Abaye hold? Abaye holds Kfar and Arai is determined by the Mechitzas, not by the Schach. That was Abai's time. Mechitzas Shobaz. If you want to know if it's Kfar and Arai, you look at the Mechitzas. Who cares about the Schach? And that's exactly what Abai brought from Mechitzas Shobaz. So now, according to Abai, if you have a Sukkah, Lamal Michov, and the Tfanis are not Megiyas the Schach, is it Kfar or is it Arai? Sukkah is Lamal Michov, but the Tfanis are Lamal Michov. They're not Megiyas the Schach. Is it Kfar or is it Arai? According to Abaye, that we only care about the Tfanis. All right. But is the Sukkah kosher? No, because L'shol Tabeinu. If we could pass like Abzeira, maybe we could have it more than Dalet al Dalet, and we could be Machshav the Sukkah. But we don't hold like Abzeira. We hold either like Rabba or like Rabba. So a Sukkah is the Ma'al Michov, and the Tfanis now begins to Tzach. About is possible. If you don't hold like Rabba, you have to hold like Rabba. So, you know, if you want to pass like Abaye against Rabba, then you have to pass like Rabba. If Rabba's Svar is wrong and Abaye's Svar is right, so you have to go to Rabba. So Rabba would say it's possible because L'shol Tabeinu. So if the Tanis are not Megiyas the Schach, so it's possible anyway because L'shol Tabeinu. So what do you want to say? Yeah, but what if it's Megiyas the Schach? Then you take away the problem of L'shol Tabeinu. Yeah, but if you make the Tanis Megiyas the Schach, you might take away the problem of L'shol Tabeinu, but you jump from the frying pan in the fire because now you have a new problem, the Mechitz is going to become Kva. So therefore, even if you hold like Abaye, the halacha of mice is going to be like Rava, Mimonoshach. And that's so different. The first thing the Rif says is the halacha of mice is hilchas akavosi de Rava. Because the malam echov, Mimonoshach is a dearest klach. If the tanis are not Megiyas the schach, so then anyway, Rabbi Apostle, so there's nothing to talk about. And if the Tfanis are Megiyas the Schach, so then Avad it's a Diris Kva, Ben Labai, Ben Leroba. That's what the Rif is. Kol Shekin, Kishan Tfanis, Megiyas the Schach. This is what I want to be my Vayach. What's his Kol Shekin? His Kol Shekin is important. What the Rif is saying is, the whole Machalikas is Rabbi and Roba is only by Tfanis, Megiyas the Schach. You, you people who want to pass like Rabbi, you want to be Machshir Lamal Mechov. So I'm telling you, Lamal Mechov doesn't make any sense to be Machshir. Because the Malam Yechov Avad it's a Diris Kva. Not only is a Diris Kva according to Rova, who looks at the Schach, but even according to Abaye it's a Diris Kva, because the minute the Tfanis and Megiyas the Schach, it becomes a Diris Kva even in Abaye's book. So how could you be Machshir by Tfanis and Megiyas the Schach? So that's the first thing the Rif says. The Rif says, Yesh Mir Rabba saying they want to pass like Rabba, and they want to be Machshir by Tfanis and Megiyas the Schach. I think that's wrong. You can't be Machshir by Tfanis and Megiyas the Schach, because if it's Tfanis and Megiyas the Schach, then even in Abaye's book it becomes a Diris Kva. Because the whole machlokes Abaye and Rava is that Rava holds Diras Kla is determined by the Schach, and Abaye holds is determined by the Tfanis. But so that's fine if it's not Tfanis Megis the Schach, but if it's Tfanis Megis the Schach, then it's a Diras Kla ben Rava ben Abaye. So Halacha Lemais, it's Vavid Apostle. That's what the riff, the whole riff is the Kol Shekhin. It's not like an extra, like this, this Kol Shekhin could find us in this stuff with some kind of extra icing on the cake. No, this is the whole word. The whole word is the Hilchus of Kavasi the Rabba, because since we're only discussing a case of Tanis Megiyas Tischach, by end Tanis Megiyas Tischach, Rabba anyway passes. So we're only discussing a case of Tanis Megiyas Tischach. If it's Tanis Megiyas Tischach, Havadat's a Diras Kla, even in Abaye's definition of Diras Kla. So we may lay Havadat's possible. So that's the first thing in the written. And then he goes on, he says, V'oid, and this is V'oid, not only is a sukkah that's Tfanis Megis Tischach, Posel, Ben Labai, Ben Lerova, but I'll show you Gemara that the halacha really is like Rova. The Pshat and Mishnah really is like Rova. And that's the Gemara and of Sukkah, Gavi Sukkah, where the Gemara says, Chachom L'tamayu. That Chachom M'upasel L'malam Echov hold that sukkah Dira Sarai. You know, according to Abai, that's not really Mukhach at all. We don't know what the Chachom hold about Dira Sarai and Dira's Kvah. So that Gemara is Mamish Kavosi Dero, the same vehicle that I said before. So first is Hilchas HaKavosei Derov. The Halacha L'mais is like Rova. Maybe not Mitamei. Rova says L'mal Mechof is possible because the Schach is Kavua. The Halacha L'mais is like Rova, that L'mal Mechof is possible because Mimonoshach. If the Tfana said not Magir is the Schach, so L'koin Tabai is not Kavua, but you have Rava's problem with Shol Tabeinu. And if it's Tfana's Magir is the Schach and you take away Rava's problem with Shol Tabeinu, but then you make it worse on the Diras Kla part, because then even Abaye holds that it's a Diras Kla. That's that first line there. We pass in Diras Arai Bino. And therefore we have to pass the Sukkah Lamal and Yechob, because according to Rav, the Schach is Kavua. And even according to Abaye, but if the Tfanis and Megis the Schach, it's certainly going to be Kavua, even by Abaye's lights. So how are you going to be Machshir? With the Abzeri can be Machshir, but we don't hold like Abzeri. So the Medela, that's the first thing he says. And then he says, V'oid, I'll show you Beferish Gemara. That says that not only are Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei, but even the Chacham l'tamei, and that can only stem with the Chacham. Right, this whole Cheshbon Riff, I said before, I know it's complicated, it's all written out in the notes, and it's all online, so you go over it, and we're going to go on. So the plan is, if I'm here tomorrow, which is a little bit subject, but probably I'll be here tomorrow, I want to go fast now. I want to do the base on the base, the whole Umbud in one shear, and maybe we'll spend a few minutes in Hilmi Amalko, and Eleni Amalko. And the next sugya that we're going to spend any time on, which is probably going to be after Rosh Hashanah, is Beishame and Beishame Mizu, not Gimel Gomera. Where is this?